Next, we have perforating keratotic disorders. It is a group of disorders in which there are hyperkeratotic papules or nodules whose size is less than 1 centimeter in diameter, and it occurs because of the perforation and the transepidermal elimination through various substances. It can be either inherited or it can be sporadic as well, associated with a number of the conditions. The exact pathogenesis is not known, but it is believed that the trauma caused by the scratching may initiate the lesions. Clinically, the perforating keratotic disorders are usually appearing as in the form of a hyperkeratotic papules or nodules up to 1 centimeter in diameter, mainly present on the limbs. These lesions can be follicular or non-follicular lesions. Some of these lesions may have a central depressed area which has an inherent necrotic plug. The most common association of the perforating dermatosis is with the diabetes and with the renal failure. Those patients who are undergoing dialysis and these dermatosis occur in these patients either before the dialysis, during or after the dialysis. Other less common associations are malignancies, infections or inflammatory conditions. On the histopathology, we will see that the lesions can be the follicular, non-follicular lesions, and there are broad or narrow ulcer or a channel which connects the surface to the underlying dermis and the epidermis as well. The degenerated collagen, elastic tissue or the keratin is extruded through this opening. In the management, acquired perforating dermatosis usually corrects when the underlying cause has been corrected, like diabetes or renal failure. Other supportive treatment which you can give is the topical or the intralesional corticosteroids, narrowband narrowband phototherapy, topical retinoids, allopurinol, and doxycycline.